The Rav Meir says Midivraya Masper from both of them together. Yechor, you only telling me one. Enichnami Midivra Mechilinas Kana Kahanim. Maybe you only means to learn it out from one, from Mechilinas Kana Kahanim. As in Rav Mechilinas case, it could be Masper. Tell me, maybe it's not talking about the meat was Tami Midiraisa. No, one meat Midiraisa is Tor Gomer. It's only Tami Midirabonim. Still, you're allowed to burn it with the other meat that's Tami Midiraisa, even though now Midiraisa you're being Mitama this piece of meat. Still, you see a smutim. Since you're going just to burn it, not to use it, b'shas, you're burning it, you don't have to be makbid. So that was Ramea's raya. Omer Rosh Lakish Mishum Bakaporo. No, masnisin biyava tumid yiraisa, vlada tumid yiraisa. Avada, the Mishnah Poshta is talking about Ram Chedinus Kanakanim, that both pieces of meat were tumid midiraisa. So Vizoy is very shver Ramea. How can you learn out from our Mishnah, you're allowed to burn Torah with Tameya? Our Mishnah is talking about Tameya in Tameya. And for the Gemara, my Dimivrayim. What does Rameya mean, Midivrayim? It means Midivir Rebelezer Reb Yeshua. He's not from our Mishnah at all. It's a new man, the Yarmin. He learns it out from a different man, the Yarmin. From Rebelezer and Reb Yeshua. Like Rashi says. Rashi, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Leititchot. And Omer Ashlokish, this is here. Omer Ashlokish here. Leititchot Nuk Mahochi. Demai Midivrayim, Kom Midivir Rebelezer. What does Rameya mean for Midivrayim? To come and Midivri Rebelezer from Yeshua come. Rameya is not going back to our Mishnah. Elabiyal Makoi is going in the world like in other places. Midivrei Seifrim. From some Rabbonim I learned, Shemanu Shesorfim Trumatarium Tumeya. Oman Ninu Seifrim. Who are these Rabbonim that I learned this din from? Rebelezer from Yeshua. Vayedus Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Kiva Loshach Gavi Pesach. Rather, the boiler Rui is a sort from Kachim Tor in Matamei Noket Lo. In the climate, the Reish of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Reish just says for Hilchos you're burning Truma with this and this. But in the climate, that that Rameya says from the Divrayim, from some Rabbonim I know, you're allowed to burn Tor and Tomei is not from our Mishnah. True, from our Mishnah you have no right at all. It's from a different man, the Yoma, from another Rabbi Shua and Yablezer. Rameya knew it. Freddy Gemara, who are these people? Freddy Gemara, Hi Reb Yeshua, which Reb Yeshua they learned it from? Eli Mahai Reb Yeshua. Maybe Reb Meir learned it out from this Reb Yeshua, the Tanan. Chav Yeshel Truma. You have a barrel of Truma. A Truma could be wine, full of wine is Truma. Shenerled lo Sofik Truma. You have a Sofik now, whether Sheretz touched it or not. We don't know if this Truma is Torah or not. Strashi, Shenerled, Shirach Goyen, Shenichnas, Adam, Tomer, Lisham, Sofik, Noga, Basofik, Noga. We know a Talmudic person went near the barrel of wine, and we have a suffix if he touched it or not. It looks like this. If it was in an open place, like a hefkadika place, an open place, you have to first hide it. In other words, you still have to mitzvah to be shama to watch it, it should not become tummy vadin. Because maybe it's Torah, and the locker is by truma Torah, there's a mitzvah to, the mitzvah to watch it, it should not become tummy. There also, there's still a mitzvah to watch it, it should not become tummy. You still have to watch it. Hazayat, Rabbi Yeshua. No, for this is Rabbi Lezer's din. Rabbi Lezer, this is Rabbi Lezer saying, right? And who did him? Hoist him a gula. Let's say it was open. You should cover it right now. Rabbi Yeshua, we have less old, there's still a mitzvah to watch it. Rabbi Yeshua, I know. If up until now this barrel was kept carefully, watched in a hidden place, you don't have to watch it anymore. You're allowed to leave it hefka now, leave it in an open place. We don't care if something tummy touches it now. There's no mitzvah to watch it anymore. Since it has a suffix tumor, there's no more mitzvah to watch it anymore. If your moist and mechusif was covered up until now this barrel, you're allowed to uncover it. So Trashi, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Trashi Adayim Muzra Shmirosa. There's still a mitzvah to watch it. The time of Parsha B'chiris. Then the pasuk says that's Mishmeres Trumosi Shtayim B'Mashma Achas Teru V'Achas Tluya. Even though you have Truma that's Tluya or Suffolk if it's Tommy or not, the Yomer Rachman Ovid LeShimer. Still the Torah says watch it. Make sure it doesn't become Tommy Mua. Even though you have a Suffolk Truma, still you have to watch it. Mashen Kane, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Yinechena b'makam aturfa, klaimer. Im rotz, if you want, yechoylem ligrum latumah. You're allowed to put it in an open hefka place, even though there, Mestam HaSheretz will come and be metamrit, still it's mutter. The iksava, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, yesh imlem mesaris. No, ultramos iksiv. You don't dash in two trumas, even a truma tluya you have to watch. No, there's no mitzvah to watch a safik dika truma. Alma shaminu Rabbi Yeshua. What do we see from Rabbi Yeshua? Techivan de Neruya. Ella Lahadloko, since even though it's only a Sultatika Truma, because we don't know if it's Tomei or not. It could be it's Tor. But since you're not allowed to eat it right now, the din is on a Sultatika Truma, you have to only burn it, is Yachal Ligram Lam Tuma. Since you're not going to eat it anyway, you're only going to burn it, even though it's Tor, still you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to be Matamrit. Behind Nami, that's the same din of our mission now. Afilu Torah Vazbiri Matamamaisoid. We're talking about the Erev Pesach. We're talking about now the fifth or sixth hour of the day. That Erev Pesach, you're supposed to burn all the chametz you have. So even though you have Truma Torah here, that's Torah, but since you're not allowed to eat it anymore, what's the din of Truma Torah on Erev Pesach after the Shor Shishis? The din is you have to burn it. So since you have to burn it, you can't eat it, then therefore you're allowed to burn it with a Tomedik, a piece of Truma. Because you don't have to be makpid on the Torah anymore. Just like Yisrael Yeshua says here, once we see this Sofik Dika Truma, since the din is you're not allowed to eat it with a Sofik, the din is you're supposed to burn it, even though maybe it's Torah, but since you can't eat it anymore, there's no more mitzvah to watch it. You're allowed to make it be tummy. So what then on Erev Pesach, Shor Shishis, since you're not allowed to eat the Truma anymore, so the din is to burn it, so that's where Meir learned out from this Rabbi Yeshua, you should know you're allowed to mamish put the two Truma together, even though one is Tomei and one is Tor, you're allowed to put them together, because now there's no mitzvah to watch it anymore. For the Gemara, me dummy, how can you learn out one from the other? Hosam groma b'yalma, hocha b'yadayim. There Rabbi Yeshua was only mata or groma. He didn't say you're allowed to take a sheretz and put it into this Truma right now. He just said if you have this barrel of Truma that became a Sofek Tomei, we don't know if it's Tomei or not. So we just said, if up until now it was in a hidden place, you were watching it very good, you're allowed to put it in the Mokum Hefkum. But you're not allowed to mamish be metamrit be dayim. You're allowed to make a groma. Maybe you're allowed to cause it to become tummy. But you're not mamish be metamrit. So maybe that's mutter. Masha, you can hear now Mishnah Ramei is saying, you're mamish allowed to take these two pieces, this Torah de Ketruma, and Tomei de Ketruma, put them together. So be dying with your hands, your mom is being over near Satura. Your mom is being metamer, the truma midiraisa. Who said that's mutter? We always hold midiraisa, grammar is always mutter. If you just gur mazach to happen, there's no wisdom midiraisa. So maybe since there's no wisdom midiraisa, grammar is mutter. Without it, you can't eat it anyway. It's only oymit to burn. So mela, there's no issa to be gurum and to become tummy. But to do it be a dayim, that's the issa terror who said it's mutter. How could Ramel and Akhul Nisra and Yeshua that be a dayim, it's mutter to do it? Right. Ella the Mara Horeb Yeshua. It's a different Neb Yeshua. Titznan. We learned like this. Chav Yeshel Truma. You have a barrel of Truma, let's say a Truma Dika wine. You have wine in the barrel. It's Truma Dika wine. Shenishbura Begatzel Yoyna. It breaks on the top. Gatzel Yoyna, that's where they used to make the wine cells on top. And then on the bottom of it was the vat where they keep the wine inside it. So it broke, the barrel was on top of the vat. It broke on top. Now inside the vat on the bottom in the bar where you store your wine, you know what type of wine was inside the bar? It was chulendika wine, not trumadika wine, but it was tamadika wine. Now luckily is tamadika wine, you could drink it. I, a kohen, can't be matamar himself. Let's say a kohen is tamay, he's allowed to drink the wine when he's tamay. Who would then a regular Yisrael that's not makbin, not to make himself tamay, he's allowed to drink that wine. So the wine in the cell was wine that's drinkable, even though it's tomei, because it was chulin tomei. Now the barrel of wine that broke on top is truma. Now this truma, when it broke, it's going to start dripping down into the bottom cellar. When it comes into that bar now, it ruins the whole thing. Because truma, when truma becomes tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat truma tomei. So when the truma is going to start to drip down into the bottom bar of wine, it's going to become us to eat that wine. So what you want to do now is you want to stop this truma from falling into the bottom a cellar of wine. Because if you stop it, so the bottom cellar you can eat, and the top you can also eat. So that's what you want to do. This chav yishol truma shenishbura begasal yoyna. On top, the barrel of truma dika wine broke. V'tachtoyna chulun temeyim. And on bottom, in the bar there, there's truma temeyim. Is moide reb lezev yishua, they're both moide. Shem yocho lahatsam imenu, revius betairah. If you could go look around for a Torah Dika Kalim to save the top Truma before it falls down into the Tumah Dika one, it's Kedai, Yatzel. In other words, don't go the way it is right now, as right now you only have Tumah Dika Kalim around you. So if you're going to take the Truma into the Tumah Dika Kalim, you're going to be Matama the Truma, and you're not allowed to do that. So right now, you see what's happening now, the barrel of wine on the top is starting to drip down. What do you want to do? You want to separate it. You don't want that truma to fall into the chulin tameim. So you're looking around for barrels, something to get to save it. All you have around you is only tomatik kelim. Now, if you use these tomatik kelim to catch the wine, that truma, you're going to be the time with the truma. You're not allowed to do that. So they both say, if you know that in 5 minutes you'll look around the house and you'll find some tomatik kelim, and you'll be able to save some of the trumatik wine, that's what you're supposed to do. Even though in between, some wine's going to drip down into the bottom cellar and you're going to ruin that wine, because now you're going to have trumer in there and it becomes tummy, you can't eat it. Still, you have no right to be metama the up wine. You have to look around for the kelim that are tor. Shem yachol ha'atzmi menu revius patira. If you'll be able to save and get kelim in time, that you still have revius wine from the top one left, that's the eitz yatzel. What about for yimlav? You know you have no kelim that are tor around your house. If you're going to have to look around to get kelim that are tor, it'll take you a day. By that time, all the wine will already fell down into the bottom cellar and it'll all become osati. So what's the eitz then? We have lezeroyma teirid v'titma enachnamir. Lezer, you can't do anything. What do you want to do? You want to take your kelim in the house that are tomatik kelim and go and save this wine that's dripping down this truma. But you can't do that, because if you let the truma now fall into your keli, you'll be metama the truma. You're not allowed to be metama the truma midiraisa. V'yayitamenu biyad. Hazayat Rebbe Lezer, you have no eitzah. You're not allowed to do anything here. We have Yeshua imeno. Af yitamenu biyad. You should know your mamish allowed to take your keli, take your bucket here, even though it's a tomatik bucket, and you're allowed to go and save the truma. Don't let the truma fall into this bottom chulin tameya. You're allowed to do that. Ah, you, when the truma falls into this bucket now, you'd be metama the truma. What's the yetzer? Why is it mutter? The teretz is because if you're not going to save it, what's going to happen? It's anyway going to fall into the bottom cellar and become tummy anyway. Anyway, you're not going to be able to eat it. So since you're not going to be able to eat this truma anyway, therefore, if your shoe holds, there's no way to be metama. Hey, when does the Torah give a mitzvah to watch the truma? Don't be matam your truma. That's only calls them on his nate to eat it. Whereas the word is, the mitzvah is to eat truma. So since there's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat the truma, he has to be careful not to let it become tummy. But let's say it's in a case that anyway you're not going to be able to eat it, either like our Mishnah, Erev Pesach, after Shor Shishis, the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. So since you can't eat it anyway, how to be sure there's no mitzvah to watch it from tumah? So therefore, a mayor says, according to Yeshua, your mamash lada take the truma to mayor and burn it with truma Torah. I have been matamah the two, but since right now you can't eat it, there's no more mitzvah shmirah to watch it. That's John, this should be Yeshua here also. We're talking about this top truma. If you don't do anything here right now, the top truma is going to fall down into the bottom cellar that has chulin tameya. When it mixes in there, it's going to become truma tameya that you can't eat it. So anyway, this truma cannot be eaten anyway. Since this truma has no way to be eaten, Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no mitzvah to watch it. So therefore, you're allowed to take a keli that's tomei and go catch that truma, even though the truma is going to be tomei. You can't do anything. What do you gain? You gain that the bottom wine will become asa. The bottom wine will remain chulin tomeim. So true, it's taka tomei, but either regular Yisrael could eat it, or else the kohen can eat it when it's tomei. But I call upon you, see clearly, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are allowed to be matama something, be a dayan, as long as you don't have a heter achila. So may it look good, your mayor brought a ride from Rabbi Yeshua. Freddy Gemara. Ramei is not bringing the raya from two people, he's only bringing the raya from one, from Yeshua. So the Mahachi Kama, this is what Ramei meant to say in the Mishnah. Mi machlekus and Reb Lezer for Reb Yeshua. From this machlekus between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, lo madnu, I learn out that according to Reb Yeshua, it's mutte gomer to take truma that you can't eat anyway. You're allowed to be matamrit right now. Without, you're not allowed to eat this truma. By our case, Erev Pesach, after Shor Shishis, at the beginning of Shor Shishis, it's also to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, there's no more mitzvah shmira. You're allowed to be matamrit. Deka, now we have a right for this. Diktoni, moide Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Shema mina. That the Mishnah at the end says, Moide Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Mashma Reb Meir was talking about a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. That's why the Mishnah writer brings down that they're both Moide. So Mashma Reb Meir is not bringing his raya from the first part of the Mishnah of Chlinas Kanakanim or Reb Kiva, but Reb Meir is bringing a raya from this machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, and it's good why the Mishnah adds on another machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua.
Yeah, Rashi says, Dekonami, what's the raya? To Reb Meir, Mid Reb Yeshua Yalef. To Reb Meir learns out his din from Reb Yeshua's din. What's the raya? Midiko Mahadale, Reb Yosi, Einahi Min Amida. That Reb Yosi enters back and tells him, Einahi Min Amida. Reb Yosi tells Reb Meir, you can't bring any raya. To Moide Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua Bezu. That no, Reb Lezer and Reb Shua are both moide that you are not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tumeya. Ishma Mina from Al Mishnah Zaraya, Minayu Hevi Yalef Lo, that this was the case that Reb Meir brought a Raya from. Reb Meir brought a Raya from Reb Yeshua that you are allowed to burn it. And Reb Yossi asks back to Reb Meir, no, that in this case, Erev Pesach, Reb Lezer and Reb Shua both modem that you are not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tumeya together. Later the Gemara will soon ask, why not? Why is that? Why are they both made here? Why is Reb Yeshua made that on Erev Pesach he's not allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tumeya together? Why not? Since Reb Meir has a good raya that Reb Yeshua holds you are allowed to be metama Truma when you have no use, you can eat it. So why can't you burn them together? So after Rashi says, the Gemara will soon explain why not. There's one more line in the Gemara just ends off. That the chayin omer of Nachman, omer Rabba bar Avua, mastisim biava tumah diraisa. That our Mishnah talk is talking about that the ava tumah was midiraisa, uvlada tumah diraisa, and the vlada tumah is also midiraisa. So therefore, from our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir cannot bring any rais, because we're talking about that midiraisa they're both atumay. That's why you could burn them together. But Rabbi Meir's chiddush that you should be allowed to burn truma Torah and truma Tumeya, that you don't see from our Mishnah. Therefore, my midivrayim, what does Reb Meir mean to say? I learn out from their words, midivrei Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Like we just got finished saying, it means to learn out from the machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. I see from Reb Yeshua that he holds this that he holds this svara that you are allowed to burn, that you are allowed to be matama truma if you can't eat it anyway. Therefore, here on Erev Pesach, you would be allowed to burn both of them together. All right, we'll stop here. The old Naftezvov. The last Gemara again, we ended off this shilness yesterday. The Chain in the middle of the Gemara. The Chain Omer of Nachman, and Nachman also learns the same way. The Chain Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Rahua, Masnisin Biavatuma. That our Mishnah is talking about that by Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim, we're talking about that both pieces of meat were Tome Midiraisa. That means Biavatuma Midiraisa. One piece of meat touched an Avatuma Midiraisa, it's a Rishon Tumma. Uvlad HaTumah, the second piece of meat that it touched, was also a Vlad HaTumah D'Yeraisa. That both pieces of meat were Tumim D'Yeraisa. If like this, then it was Shver the Gemara, what's Rav Meir saying in the Mishnah? I have a Raya for now, Mishnah, that on Erev Pesach, when it comes Shor Shishis, you're supposed to burn all Chametz. If you have Chametz, that's Truma. If you have Truma Torah and Truma Tumeya, you're allowed to burn them together. Like, what's the Raya for now, Mishnah? It's Shver. The Mishnah is talking about that both bosses were Tumim Midiraisa. So only a Shali, you're making a Shlishi into a Shani. But what's the Raya where Trum is Torah? That's also Midiraisa to make a Tumim. What's the Raya? So Gemara says, Enachnami. Oh, my Dim of Rayim. My Mid of Rayim. What does Reb Meir mean? He's bringing a Raya from our Mishnah, not from the Bechlinas Kana Kahanim, but Midivir Reb Lezer of Yeshua. He's bringing a Raya from the Yeshua's Halacha. That we said before. And the Yeshua's Halacha was that by Truma, if you have Truma in a chavius full of yayin, that's Truma, and it's falling down into the bor on the bottom that has chulin temeya, so you don't want the Truma to fall into the bor to make the chulin temeya now become mixed with Truma obiosatit. So you're allowed to save the top Truma for not falling in, even though you have to use a keli that's tamei. So you're allowed to take a keli that's tamei to catch the Truma from falling down, even though you be metama the Truma. That's Reb Yeshua Shita. You're allowed to be metame truma Torah. If you bounce, you can't eat it anyway. Since if you don't save it, the truma is going to fall down to the bottom. Where's chul and temeya? And together, the truma will also become tame. You can't eat it anyway. So since you can't eat the truma anyway, there's no issur to be metamrit. That's Reb Yeshua. So that Reb Meir in the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn truma Torah and truma temeya together. He learned it out from Reb Yeshua's Shita. But not from our Mishnah, not from Rav Chinas Kana Kahanim. So the more Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Yossi. Now in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi is the one that argues on Rav Meir. Rav Meir said this halacha, that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Temeya together. Even though Stamazor, you're not allowed to be Metama Truma. But here the svar is, since you're being Isaac and burning it anyway, you're not going to eat the truma, you don't have the lav of, you don't have the Indian to watch it from Tumah, you're allowed to be Metamrit. So Rav Meir says it's mutter. He learns it out from Reb Yeshua. And the Mishnah Reb Yossi says no.
Amar Rabbi Yossi, now this is a Tosefta, that Rabbi Yossi is Masber, what's his Taina? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Ha Nidin Deimel Raya. Rabbi Yossi is talking back to Ramei and saying, no, you have no Raya from our Mishnah. Why? Shekeshe'idu Rabbi Seinu, because when the Chaninas Kana Kahanim said a Chiddush in the Reish of the Mishnah, Al Maha'idu, what was the Chaninas Kana Kahanim talking about? That was his chiddush. That b'shas you're burning kodeshim, even though one meat is a rishon l'tumah and the other piece of meat of kodeshim is a shlishi l'tumah, still it's mutah. But I tell you there, it's mutah. Why? Because they're tumah and they're tumah. Both pieces of meat are tumah midiraisa. It's the only shaila you're being moisif tumah. That's what's mutah. But you, Rav Meir, want to learn out from here that even truma tahira is mutah. That you have no raya. And Vaitam, Imala Shemin, Elama Yura Meya, you want to learn out from Rabbi Kiva's din, the second din of the Mishnah, you can learn out from that either. Imal Shemin, Shenif Sabatfu Yoim, Shemadlik, you know, you say Bener, Shenif the Batamim Ace, that's what the Mishnah said, that if you have a Shemin that a Tfu Yoim touched, so this Shemin now, it's Shemin Shel Truma, it's a Shlishi Lutuma. It's a Shlishi. Now you're allowed to put it into an air, into a candlestick, that's a Navatuma. The Ner Shenitma Batamim Ace, and we Zetzkarn is talking about a ner shel matchis metal. When metal touches a mace, it becomes navi avoisa tumah. When metal touches a tome mace, which means just a person that touched a mace, that this person is an avatumah, the metal also becomes an avatumah. So when you put the shemen into the ner is an avatumah, it's going to make the shemen for rishon l'tumah. That's what the Bekiva said, it's mutah. But still, you don't have a raya for yodin remeyan. Because over here, their possible was their tome. We're talking about shemen that a tfu yem touched it. So midiraisa, the shemen is possible. That's why you're allowed to burn it now in a candlestick that will make it into rishon l'tumah. Mashain Kain, you Rav Meir want to say it's mutter, mam is truma tahira, to burn with truma tameya, you have no raya from here. Is that fun or maidin? So Rav Yossi says, I'll be maidin to you, Rav Meir, be truma shenetmas of lada tumma. If you can have truma that has a tome, it's a rishon l'tumma. Shesofer noisi ma truma shenetmas biava tumma. Or it's a shen l'tumma. You could burn it with other truma that's a rishon l'tumma. That's good. Aval heich nisraf hatluyem atmeyem. Rabbi Yossi argues even more than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to burn Truma Torah with Truma Tameya. Even though you're being Metama the Truma Torah, so what, since you're asking burning it, Rabbi Yossi says even a bigger Kiddush. It's even also to burn Truma Tluya. Tluya means you have a suffix if it's Tomei or not. Even though it's a tzad, maybe it's Tomei, still there's a tzad, maybe it's Torah. So even this Truma, you are not allowed to burn with Truma Tameya. Because since it's a suffix, maybe it's tohor. Anytime you have a suffix, maybe it's tohor legamri, you have no heta b'chlal to burn it with truma tameya. Avol heich nisraf atluya im atmeya. Why? Shem yovi Eliyahu v'yitarenu. Maybe Eliyahu Anovi will come and tell us, you good, we're not like suffix now, maybe it's suffix tomei. But maybe Eliyahu Anovi will tell us, it's really truma tohor. If it's truma tohor, there's no heta in the world to make truma tohor tameya. That was Rabbi Yossi's taina back to Rabbi Meir. Now, Vaitre, Rabbi Yossi said another part in his braisa. Rabbi Yossi said,